nice like green and yellow and white shirt, and people are like, hey, what's up with that?
Yeah.
I think it was a green. It was a green and white shirt and a yellow tie. Yeah. But he also had on a navy vest.
Yeah, it was pit colors. He's got to learn.
Coach has got. We got to re-educate Coach. That's a thing. Hey, Joe, you're on the score.
Joe. Hey, thanks for taking a call. And Spiegs, you were tremendous on the post game show, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I learned the hard way not to doubt the Bears. Back, if you remember, in the Bengal game, when I thought all was lost, I did something silly. I threw my remote, didn't realizing I was aiming right at the TV set, and I destroyed it. So I didn't see the amazing comeback. Fast forward to Saturday night. My neighbor, who's from Naperville, and we live in Wisconsin, behind the Cheddar Curtain, he's got a flagpole. He always has the Packer flag above the Bear flag and the Bear flag upside down.
Oh.
So at halftime, he came out and ran it up. So I saw that because I had my dog, walking my dog. I went over and knocked on the door, and I said, are you sure about that? I said, the Bears are a second-half team. They might come back. He said, no way. No way. They're done. He said, book that. So at the end of the game, I came over to his house, knocked on the door. I said, are you going to take that flag down or am I? And he goes, I ain't taking it down, dude. Wait till next year. I said, yeah, that's what you guys got this year.
Uh-huh.
So I went over to his flagpole, and I cut the rope and took the Bear flag.
He's like that lady in South Carolina. Was that Daniel Van Kirk doing a bit?
I know, that wasn't real, was it? That was amazing. He cut the rope and took the flag. I thought he was going to have his dog do something in that guy's house, didn't you?
He literally captured the flag. Good for him. That is...
The upside down Bears flag, not the Bears in distress.
It's like what some Supreme Court justice would do.
Yeah, everything's in turmoil.